The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 21, The Dynasty of Bharat. This 21st chapter describes the dynasty born of Maharaj Bharat, the son of Maharaj Dushmanta, and it also describes the glories of Ranti Dev, Ajamida, and others. The son of Bharadwaj was Manu, and Manu's sons were Brihachatra, Jaya, Mahavira, Nara, and Garga. Of these five, Nara had a son named Sankriti, who had two sons named Guru and Rantidev. As an exalted devotee, Rantidev saw every living entity in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he completely engaged his mind, his words, and his very self in the service of the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Rantidev was so exalted that he would sometimes give away his food in charity, and he and his family would fast. Once, after Rantidev spent 48 days fasting, not even drinking water, excellent food made with ghee was brought to him, but when he was about to eat it, a Brahmana guest appeared. Rantidev therefore did not eat the food, but immediately instead offered a portion of it to the Brahmana. When the Brahmana left and Rantidev was just about to eat the remnants of the food, a Shudra appeared. Rantidev therefore divided the remnants between the Shudra and himself. Again, when he was just about to eat the remnants of the food, another guest appeared. Rantidev therefore gave the rest of the food to the new guest and was about to content himself with drinking water to quench his thirst, but this was also precluded, for a thirsty guest came and Rantidev gave him the water. This was all ordained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead just to glorify his devotee and show how tolerant a devotee is in rendering service to the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being extremely pleased with Rantidev, entrusted him with very confidential service. The special power to render most confidential service is entrusted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to a pure devotee, not to ordinary devotees. Garga, the son of Bharadwaj, had a son named Sini, and Sini's son was Gargya. Although Gargya was a Kshatriya by birth, his sons became Brahmanas. The son of Mahavira was Duritakshaya, whose sons were Trayaruni, Kavi, and Pushkararuni. Although these three sons were born of a Kshatriya king, they also achieved the position of Brahmanas. The son of Brihachatra constructed the city of Hastinapur, which was known as Hasti. His sons were Ajamida, Vimida, and Purumida. From Ajamida came Prameda and other Brahmanas, and also a son named Brihadishu. The sons, grandsons, and further descendants of Brihadishu were Brihadbhanu, Brihadkaya, Jayadrath, Vishada, and Srinajit. From Srinajit came four sons, Ruchirasva, Didhradhanu, Kashi, and Vatsa. From Ruchirasva came a son named Para, whose sons were Prithu, Sena, and Nipa, and from Nipa came 100 sons. Another son of Nipa was Brahmadat. From Brahmadat came Vishwakshain, from Vishwakshain Udakshain, and from Udakshain Balata. The son of Dvimida was Yavinar, and from Yavinar came many sons and grandsons, such as Kritiman, Satyadriti, Dridhamani, Suparshva, Sumati, Sanatitman, Kriti Nipa Udra Gyuta, Kshemya, Shuvira, Rupinjaya, and Bahurath. Purumida had no sons, but Ajamida, in addition to his other sons, had a son named Nila, whose son was Shanti. The descendants of Shanti were Shushanti, Puruja, Akra, and Barmayashva. Barmayashva had five sons, one of whom, Mudgala, begot a dynasty of Brahmanas. Mudgala had twins, a son, Devodas, and a daughter, Ahalya. From Ahalya, by her husband, Gotama, Satananda was born. The son of Satananda was Satyadriti, and his son was Sharadvan. Sharadvan's son was known as Kripa, and Sharadvan's daughter, known as Kripi, became the wife of Dronacharya. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha Vita Hasya Satan Manyor Britak Shatro Jayastata Mahavirya Naro Garga Sankritis Tu Naratamaja. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, because Bharadvaj was delivered by the Marut demigods, he was known as Vitata. The son of Vitata was Manu, and from Manu came five sons, Brihakshatra, Jaya, Mahavirya, Nara, and Garga. Of these five, the one known as Nara had a son named Sankriti. Text 2. Gurus cha rantidevas cha Sankrite pandunandana rantidevasi mahima ila matra Chagiyate. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of Pandu, Sankriti had two sons named Guru and Rantidev. Rantidev is famous in both this world and the next, for he is glorified not only in human society, but also in the society of demigods. Text 3 through 5. Vyad vitasya dadato labdhan labdhan babukshata nishkinshe chanasya dirasya sakatumbasya siddhata Vaitiyur asta chatvar rimsad ahani api bata kala grita pasaya samyavan soyam praptur apastitam kricha prapta kutumbasya kshut tribhyam jatak depato atitir brahmana kale bukto kamasya chagamat. Translation. Rantidev would never endeavor to earn anything. He would enjoy whatever he got by the arrangement of providence, but when guests came, he would give them everything. Thus, he underwent considerable suffering along with the members of his family. Indeed, he and his family members shivered for want of food and water, yet Rantidev always remained sober. Once, after fasting for 48 days, in the morning, Rantidev received some water and some foodstuffs made with milk and ghee, but when he and his family were about to eat, a Brahmana guest arrived. Text 6. Tasmai satya bhajat so nam idritya satayan vita harim sarvatra sampasyam sa bhuktva prayayo dvijau. Translation. Because Rantidev perceived the presence of the Supreme Godhead everywhere, in every living entity, he received the guest with faith and respect and gave him a share of the food. The Brahmana guest ate his share and then went away. Purport. Rantidev perceived the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in every living being, but he never thought that because the Supreme Lord is present in every living being must be God, nor did he distinguish between one living being and another. He perceived the presence of the Lord both in the Brahmana and in the Chandala. This is true vision of equality as confirmed by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 5.18. Vidyavinaya sampane brahmanigavi hastini sunichaiva svapakecha pandit samadarshana. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog-eater, outcast. End quote. A pundit, or learned person, perceives the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in every living being. Therefore, although it has now become fashionable to give a preference to the so-called Daridra Narayan, or, quote, poor Narayan, end quote, Rantidev had no reason to give preference to any one person. The idea that because Narayan is present in the heart of one who is a Daridra, or poor, the poor man should be called Daridra Narayan, is a wrong conception. By such logic, because the Lord is present within the hearts of the dogs and hogs would also be called Narayan. One should not think mistakenly that Rantidev subscribed to this view. Rather, he saw everyone as part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari Sambandha Vastana. It is not that everyone is the Supreme Godhead. Such a theory, which is propounded by the Mayavad philosophy, is always misleading, and Rantidev would never have accepted it. Text 7. Atanya bokshyamanasya vibhaktasya mahipate vibhaktam vyabhajat tasmai vrishalaya harim smaran. Translation. Thereafter, having divided the remaining food with his relatives, Ranti Dev was just about to eat his own share when a Shudra guest arrived. Seeing the Shudra in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the king, Ranti Dev, gave him also a share of the food. Purport. Because King Ranti Dev saw everyone as part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he never distinguished between a Brahmana and the Shudra, the poor and the rich. Such equal vision is called Samadarshana, Pandit Samadarshana. One who has actually realized that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart and that every living being is part of the Lord does not make any distinction between the Brahmana and the Shudra, the poor, Daridra, and the rich, Dani. Such a person sees all living beings equally and treats them equally without discrimination. Text 8. Yate Shudre Tam Anyogad Atit Ti Svabam Arriva Avrita Rajan Me Dita Anam Saganaya Babukshate. Translation. When the Shudra went away, another guest arrived, surrounded by dogs, and said, quote, O king, I and my company of dogs are very hungry. Please give us something to eat, end quote. Text 9. Sa'adrit Yavasistam Yad Bahumana Puraskritam Tach Chadatva Namas Chakre Swabhavya Swabhaya Swapataya Vibhu. Translation. With great respect, King Ranti Devi offered the balance of the food to the dogs and the master of the dogs who had come as guests. The king offered them all respects and obeisances. Text 10. Paniya matram uche sam tat chaika paritar panam pasyata pulkasho byagad apo dehi asubayame. Translation. Thereafter, only the drinking water remained, and there was only enough to satisfy one person. When the king was just about to drink it, a chandala appeared and said, quote, O king, although I am lowborn, kindly give me some drinking water, end quote. Text 11. Tasyatam karunam bacham nisamya vipala shramam kripaya brisha santapta idam ahamritam bacha. Translation. Aggrieved at hearing the pitiable words of the poor, fatigued Chandala, Maharaj Ranti Dev spoke the following nectarian words. Purport. Maharaj Ranti Dev's words were like amrita, or nectar, and therefore, aside from rendering bodily service to an aggrieved person, by his words alone, the king could save the life of anyone who might hear him. Text 12. Nakamaye ham gatim ishwarat param atardi yuktam apunar babamba artim prapadye kila adeha bajam antastito yena bhavanti adukka. Translation. I do not pray for the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the eighth perfection of mystic yoga, nor for salvation from repeated birth and death. I want only to stay among all the living entities and suffer all distresses on their behalf, so that they may be free from suffering. Purport. Vasudev Dat made a similar statement to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requesting the Lord to liberate all living entities in his presence. Vasudev Datta submitted that if they were unfit to be liberated, he himself would take all their sinful reactions and suffer personally so that the Lord might deliver them. A Vaishnava is therefore described as being para dukkha dukkhi, very much aggrieved by the suffering of others. As such, a Vaishnava engages in activities for the real welfare of human society. Text 13. Kshutrito samagatash paribrahmascha Dainyam klama sokta bishara moha sarve nivrita kripanasya jantor jivishor jiva jalarpanam me. Translation. By offering my water to maintain the life of this poor chandala who is struggling to live, I have been freed from all hunger, thirst, fatigue, trembling of the body, moroseness, distress, lamentation, and illusion. Text 14. Iti prabhasya paniyam mriyamana pipasaya pulakshaya dadad diro nirsarga kuranon ripa. translation. Having spoken thus, King Ranti Dev, although on the verge of death because of thirst, gave his own portion of water to the Chandala without hesitation, for the king was naturally very kind and sober. Text 15. Tasya tribhu vanadisha palada phalam ichadam atmanam darshayam chakra maya vishnu vinirmita. Synonym or translation. Demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who can satisfy all materially ambitious men by giving them the rewards they desire, then manifested their own identities before King Ranti Dev, for it was they who had presented themselves as the Brahmana, Shudra, Chandala, and so on. Text 16. Savaitebhyo namaskritya nisango vigatasprya vasudeva bhagavati bhakti chakre manaparam. Translation. King Ranti Dev had no ambition to enjoy material benefits from the demigods. He offered them obeisances, but because he was factually attached to Lord Vishnu, Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he fixed his mind at Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Anya Deva Shraya Nai Tomara Kena Kahino Bai E Bhakti Parama Karano. If one wants to become a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, one should not hanker to take benedictions from the demigods. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:20, Kamastastairitigyan prabhadinte nidevata. Those befooled by the illusion of the material energy worship gods other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although Ranti Dev was personally able to see Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, he did not hanker to take material benefits from them. Rather, he fixed his mind upon Lord Vasudev and rendered devotional service unto him. This is the sign of a pure devotee whose heart is not adulterated by material desires. Anya bilashita sunyam ganakanamadi anavitam ganakulyena krishnanu silanam bhaktirutama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord, Krishna, favorably, and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. End quote. Text 17. Ishvara lambanam chitam kurvanto nayayaratasa maya gunamayi rajan svapnavat pratyaliyata. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, because King Ranti Dev was a pure devotee, always Krishna conscious and free from all material desires, the Lord's illusory energy, Maya, could not exhibit herself before him. On the contrary, for him, Maya entirely vanished, exactly like a dream. Purport. As it is said, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andakara Yatan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayar Adikara. Just as there is no chance that darkness can exist in the sunshine, in a pure Krishna-conscious person, there can be no existence of Maya. The Lord himself says in Bhagavad Gita 7:14, Daivihesh gunamayi mama maya dratya mamevayet papadyante maya metam tarantite. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. End quote. If one wants to be free from the influence of Maya, the illusory energy, one must become Krishna conscious and always keep Krishna prominent within the core of his heart. In Bhagavad Gita 9:34, the Lord advises that one always think of him. Manmana bhamvat bhakta madhirimam namaskaru. In this way, by always being Krishna-minded or Krishna-conscious, one can surpass the influence of Maya, Maya metam tarantite. Because Ranti Dev was Krishna conscious, he was not under the influence of the illusory energy. The word svapnavat is significant in this connection, because in the material world, the mind is absorbed in materialistic activities. When one is asleep, many contradictory activities appear in one's dreams. When one awakens, however, these activities automatically merge into the mind. Similarly, as long as one is under the influence of the material energy, he makes many plans and schemes, but when one is Krishna conscious, such dreamlike plans automatically disappear. Text 18. Tat prasanganu bhavena ranti devan vatarni nuvartina abhavan yogina sarve narayana parayana. Translation. All those who follow the principles of King Ranti Dev were totally favored by his mercy and became pure devotees attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, Thus, they all became the best of yogis. Purport. The best yogis or mystics are the devotees, as confirmed by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 6:47. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmana sarvam bhajate yomam same yuktatmo mata. Of all yogis, who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. End quote. The best yogi is he who constantly thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart. Because Rantidev was the king, the chief executive in the state, all the residents of the state became devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, by the king's transcendental association. This is the influence of a pure devotee. If there is one pure devotee, his association could create hundreds and thousands of pure devotees. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that a Vaishnava is meritorious in proportion to the number of devotees he has created. A Vaishnava becomes superior not simply by jugglery of words, but by the number of devotees he has created for the Lord. Here the word Rantidevanu Vartina indicates that Rantidev's officers, friends, relatives, and subjects all became first-class Vaishnavas by his association. In other words, Rantidev is confirmed herein to be a first-class devotee, or Mahabhagavat. Mahatsevan Dvaram Ahur Vamukte. One should render service to such Mahatmas, for then one will automatically achieve the goal of liberation. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has also said, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishchar Prajakeba. One cannot be liberated by his own effort, but if one becomes subordinate to a pure Vaishnava, the door to liberation is open. Text 19 through 20. Gargach chinas tato gargya, kshatrad brahma hi arvartata, dukina sayo mahaviryat, tasya traya runi kavi, pushkaranir iti utra, ye brahmana gatim gata, Brat Shastrasya Putra But Dastiya Dastina Puram. Translation. From Garga came the son named Dasini, and his son was Gargya. Through Gargya was a Kshatriya. Although Gargya was a Kshatriya, there came from him a generation of Brahmanas. From Mahavirya came a son named Duritakshaya, whose sons were Trayamuruni, Kavi, and Pushkaranuni. Although these sons of Duritakshaya took birth in the dynasty of Kshatriyas, they too attained the position of Brahmanas. Brihat Kshatra had a son named Hasti, who established the city of Hastinapur, now New Delhi. Text 21. Ajamidho Dvimidascha Purimidascha Hastina Ajamidasya Vamsyashu Prame Dadeo Dvija. Translation. From King Hasti came three sons named Ajamida, Dvimida, and Purimida. The descendants of Ajamida, headed by Priyamida, all achieved the position of Brahmanas. Purport. This verse gives evidence confirming the statement in Bhagavad Gita that the orders of society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, are calculated in terms of qualities and activities, guna, karma, vibhagasa. All the descendants of Ajamida, who was a Kshatriya, became Brahmanas. This was certainly because of their qualities and activities. Similarly, sometimes the sons of Brahmanas or Kshatriyas become Vaishyas, Brahmana, Vaishya, Tam, Gata. When a Kshatriya or Brahmana adopts the occupation or duty of a Vaishya, Krishi Gorakshya Vaniyam, he is certainly counted as a Vaishya. On the other hand, if one is born a Vaishya, by his activities he can become a Brahmana. This is confirmed by Narada Muni. Yasya Lal Yal Lakshanam Protam. The members of the Varnas, social orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, must be ascertained by their symptoms, not by their birth. Birth is immaterial. Quality is essential. Text 22. Ajamidad brihadishus tasya putra brihadanu brihad kayas tata tasya putra asid jayadata. Translation. From Ajamida came a son named Brihadishu. From Brihadishu came a son named Brihadanu. From Brihadanu came a son named Brihadkaya. And from Brihadkaya a son named Jayadrath. Text 23. The son of Jayadrath was Vishada, and his son was Sienajit. The sons of Sienajit were Richisva, Dridadahanu, Kasya, and Vatsa. Text Text 24. Rucharaswa putra sutapara purusenas tadatmaja parasyataneos nipas tasya putra satam tvabhut. Synonyms. The son of Ruchirasva was Para, and the sons of Para were Prithusena and Nipa. Nipa had 100 sons. Text 25. Sakrityam sukakanyayam brahmadattam ajijanat yoga sagavi bariyayam vikshaksenam adatsutam. Translation. King Nipa begat a son named Brahmadat from the womb of his wife Kritvi, who was the daughter of Shuka. And Brahmadat, who was a great yogi, begat a son named Vikshakshen through the womb of his wife Sarasvati. Purport. The Shuka mentioned here is different from the Shukadeva Goswami who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, is described in great detail in the Brahmavivarta Purama. It is said there that Vyasadeva maintained the daughter of Jalabi at Jabali as his wife, and that after they performed penances together for many years, he placed his seed in her womb. The child remained in the womb of his mother for 12 years, and when the father asked the son to come out, the son replied that he would not come out unless he was completely liberated from the influence of Maya. Vasudeva then assured the child that he would not be influenced by Maya, but the child did not believe his father, for the father was still attached to his wife and children. Vyasadeva then went to Dwarka and informed the Supreme Personality of Godhead about his problem, and the Personality of Godhead, at Vyasadeva's request, went to Vyasadeva's cottage, where he assured the child in the womb that he would not be influenced by Maya. Thus assured, the child came out, but immediately went away as a Parivrajakacharya. When the father, very much aggrieved, began to follow the saintly boy, Shukadeva Goswami, the boy created a duplicate Shukadeva, who later entered family life. Therefore, the Shukachanya, the daughter of Shukadeva, mentioned in this verse, is the daughter of the duplicate or imitation Shukadeva. The original Shukadeva was a lifelong brahmachari. Text 26. Jagit Savyo Padashane Yoga Tantram Chakaraha Udakshena Satatasmad Balato Baradishva. Translation. Following the instructions of the great sage Jagishavya, Vishwakshen compiled an elaborate description of the mystic yoga system. From Vishwakshen, Udakshen was born, and from Udakshen, Balata. All these sons were descendants, known as descendants of Brihadishu. Text 27. Yavinaro dvimi dasya kritimam sutta smrita namna satyadritis tasya danedmi suparshvakarit. Translation. The son of Dvimida was Yavinara, whose son was Kritiman. The son of Kritiman was well known as Satyadriti. From Sritadriti came a son named Dridanemi, who became the father of Suparshva. Text 28 and 29. Suparshvat samatais tis tasya putra sanatimam stata kriti hiran yabad yo Yogam prapya jagamats jago smarsat samhita prasya samnan vai nipo hi ugra yudas tata tasya kshemya shurivo ta surivyasya ripunjaya. Translation. From Suparshva came a son named Sumati, and from Sumati son Natiman. From Samatinam came Kriti, who achieved mystic power from Brahma and taught 6 samhitas of the Pratyasama verses of the Samaveda. The son of Kriti was Nipa, the son of Nipa, Udragyuda, the son of Udragyuda, Kshemya, the son of Kshemya, Suriva, the son of Suriva, Ripunjai. Text 30. Tato Bharatato Nama Parumrido Prajobhavat Nalinam Ajimidasya Nila Shanti Stutatsuta. Translation. From Ripunjai came a son named Bahurath. Purumida was sonless. Adramita had a son named Nila by his wife known as Nalini, and the son of Nila was Shanti. Text 31 through 33. Shante Sushantis Tatputra Purujo Riktas Tato Bhavat Brahmya Vasvas Tanayas Tasya Pusanchan Mugaladaya Yavinaro Brihadvishava Kampila Sanjaya Sutta Dharmasva Prahas Putreme Panchanam Raksai Nayahi Vishanyanam Alam Me Me Iti Panchala Samgita Mudgalad Brahmanirvitam Gotram Mudgailya Samgnitam. Translation. The son of Shanti was Sushanti. The son of Sushanti was Puroja, and the son of Puroja was Arka. From Arka came Barmyashva, and from Barmyashva came five sons, Mudgala, Yavinara, Brihadvishva, Kampila, and Sanjaya. Barmyashva prayed to his sons, quote, O my sons, please take charge of my five states, for you are quite competent to do so, end quote. Thus, his five sons were known as the Panchalas. From Mudgala came the dynasty of Brahmanas known as Mudgalia. Text 34. Maituna Mudgalad Barmyad Divo Dasa Puman Adbut Adhalya Kanyaka Yasyam Satanandas Tugotamat. Translation. Mudgala, the son of Brahmashyasva, had twin children, one male and the other female. The male child was named Devodas, and the female child was called Ahalya. From the womb of Ahalya, by the semen of her husband, Gotama, came a son named Satandanda. Text 35. Tasya Sataditi Putro, Dhanurveda Visarada, Saradvam Tatsuto Yasmad, Urvasi Dasanat Kila, Sarvastambe Patadreto, Matunam Tad Ebuch Chumbam. Translation. The son of Satyananda was Satyadriti, who was expert in archery, and the son of Satyadriti was Saradvan. When Saradvan met Urvasi, he discharged semen, which fell on a clump of shara grass. From this semen were born two all auspicious babies, one male and the other female. Text 36. Yat Dvishta Kripyagri Nach Chanturnur Mrigayam Charan Kripa Kumara Kanya Cha Drona Patni Abhavat Kripi. Translation. When Mara Shantanu was on a hunting excursion, he saw the male and female children lying in the forest, and out of compassion he took them home. The male child was known as Kripa, and the female child was named Kripi. Kripi later became the wife of Dronacharya. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 21st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Dynasty of Bharat, end quote.